Two Americans have been charged in a bribery and fraud scheme, accused of stealing millions of dollars from the effort to rebuild Iraq. One was an official with the former U.S. Occupation Administration. NPR's Libby Lewis has that story.
The charges are among the first fraud cases arising from audits of the largest foreign aid project since World War II. But investigators say they won't be the last. One of the men charged with conspiracy to commit money laundering and wire fraud is Robert J. Stein, Jr. of Fayetteville, North Carolina. For 2 years, Stein was the funding officer for the South Central region of the Coalition Provisional Authority. That was the U.S. Occupation Administration in Iraq. A court affidavit says Stein was convicted of financial fraud in 1996. The other man charged is Philip Bloom, a U.S. citizen who was living in Romania and owned several construction and service companies. Robert Mintz is Bloom's lawyer.
He has been very successful assisting Romanian companies in developing ties with Western business, and then more recently has been involved in the reconstruction efforts in Iraq.
According to affidavits, Stein and Bloom conspired to rig the bids on contracts so that many were funneled to Bloom's companies. The government alleges Bloom paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes and kickbacks to Stein and other American occupation officials to win more than $13 million in Iraq reconstruction contracts. Those contracts were slated for projects to help rebuild Iraq, including work on the Al-Hilla Police Academy and the Regional Tribal Democracy Center. A number of Bloom's contracts were for renovating the library in the city of Karbala, a Shiite holy city. Ginger Cruz is Deputy Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction.
We believe, according to our audit, that over $2 million was set aside to improve the library, and that included installing internet, putting in furniture, providing books for the library. And instead, we allege that only less than $500,000 worth of work was actually done.
She said some of the work that was done was substandard. For instance, one of Bloom's contracts called for upholstered chairs for the library. What auditors found were plastic ones.
And we're talking, you know, the typical plastic chairs that you would get at a Walmart or a Kmart.
Cruz said the defendants took advantage of the fact that contracts under $500,000 didn't get much scrutiny.
We found that at the Karbala Library, there were multiple contracts just under $500,000 that were issued. Many were issued for $498,000, $485,000, so they were right under the limit.
Where did the money go? The affidavits say some of it went for cars, jewelry, even to buy real estate in North Carolina. Cruz said much of the money in question in the contracts was not U.S. taxpayer money, but Iraqi money from oil revenues. She said the government expects more charges in the dozens of investigations underway. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.